fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Yeah. Happy Thursday, everybody. What's going on? Hope your week is off to a great start, because I know, my days off are a little bit different than yours, but I hope yours are having a great start, especially with the weekend starting. Sitting down here, just pop the top on a lovely Tito's vodka and seltzer, because I'm watching my figure. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get ready, because I have a big announcement tonight. It's not a big announcement, but a fun announcement tonight. So that's why I'm watching my figure. And of course, it would be Plum Love Foods Live without the co-host. Who could the co-host be tonight? I don't know who it would be. Oh, wait. That many music can only mean one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, joined by the one and only Forky Chef, a.k.a. Jeffy. Jeffy, good evening, buddy.
What up? Loud crowd, and you're following the crowd.
Dude.
Back again.
I still can't really get over the fact that we use Magnum P.I. as your intro music.
I'm thinking it's soon people are going to be like, who's Magnum P.I.? That's the Forking Chef's music.
I think you're right. I mean, that's what I think immediately.
I mean, as soon as I hear it, I'm just like, oh, it's my cue.
That's it. That's me. I'm supposed to talk now. Like, I'm supposed to make funny jokes and be funny about food.
Dude, hey. I was at a Best Buy looking at refrigerators and stuff, and Magnum P.I. came on. I just came running into the other room. I'm just like, what? You need me? Totally unappreciated.
There's nothing in the world I want more than to watch you run while Magnum P.I. is on. There's nothing that I want more than that right now.
Like, in the sand, shirtless. That's what I think is going to be. Everything just tossing and jostling. Just,
just jostling.
Strutting like a steed.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, we got a great show tonight. We're talking to my friend Steph from CT Bites, and it's not only just CT Bites. I know that, you know, it's more of a thing for us here in the Northeast, but they have lots of bites all over the place, and so we're going to talk a lot about that. She's super cool. Can't wait to have her on here in just a few minutes. And she was upset at me because it's a 10 o'clock at night show, and I do understand that, but, I mean, come on. It's the food industry. This is what we do, Jeffy.
Exactly. Good.
You can't. You got to understand your audience, right?
Yeah, hey, man. We work late. We got to get out. We got to be here for when the people who are out ready to have that shift drink. That's what we're here for, baby.
That's what we're doing right now. That's what we're doing. You know what's funny, man? Tonight, I did a Valentine's dinner for my client in the city. And you know what I did that I forgot how, like, satisfying it is to do? Man, I cleaned a tenderloin tonight, like a beef tenderloin. It's so satisfying to me. I don't know why. I just really get into it. Like, it feels like very zen when I'm right there and I got my boning knife and I'm taking silver skin and taking lumbar fat.
You're holding that big cylindrical piece of meat in your hands, and you're just peeling it, looking at it.
Yes, when I'm holding, you're 100%. And it's so thick in my hands, and it just feels mushy, you know? That's the one thing. It's very, well, we won't talk about that. But no, seriously, it's very zen for me. I forgot how much I enjoyed it.
Did you think of me today while you were cleaning that tenderloin?
I thought about Magnum P.I.'s music and you running in wearing nothing but a red sequin Speedo. It made me excited.
I'm excited. That's our next Christmas card.
Is that it? That might be it. That might be it. So listen, man, I don't think it's not public knowledge yet, but I got asked to do a Dancing with the Stars locally here in Connecticut, which should be a lot of fun. And I talked to my dance partner today, and I told her, which made me realize my age, I was telling her, completely joking, I want to do the last song, Time of My Life, from Dirty Dancing, and I want to wear a wife beater and black pants and basically have feathered hair like Patrick Swayze. And,
Man.
Bro, it was crickets. Oh, she had no idea what I was talking about. It was fucking crickets.
What?
I know.
She's a dance instructor and she never heard of Dirty Dancing?
Well, I called my wife and I was like, Kel, here's the story. And she was like, you realize that she might be young and doesn't know what in the hell you're talking about. And I was like, is that possible? Is that really a thing? Like, people don't know Dirty Dancing? Really? Like, is that where I'm at now?
Yeah. Bro, quantum leap. That's all. I mean, I thought we were winners, and then I just got nothing but blowback.
That's true. You did make the quantum leap thing, and you just, people were like, what are you talking about?
People were like, who is what? I'm like, what do you mean what?
So funny.
No one knew. It's just,
The good news here is that our guest tonight, we're going to have her on here in just 1 second, she's also competing in the Dancing with the Stars. I don't think she realizes how competitive I am.
Do we have to, you want me to cut a little promo for you? Just let her know that you're going to be trashing, you know?
But I do want her to understand,
too. Up and down the back, like the railroad track.
Tell us more. My thing is like this. I remember Tonya Harding. That's all I'm saying. I remember Tonya Harding.
Oh, my God.
I remember Dirty Dancing, and I remember Tonya Harding. That's how I'm fucking old. There you go.
Are you threatening the other dancers right now?
No, what? I just said I remembered an event that happened. I'm not threatening anybody. That's terrible. I would never do such a thing.
I'm gonna let everyone know that nobody puts Plum in the corner. Nobody puts Plum in the corner.
That's right. That's right. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you. I love everyone. I love you all. Thank you. I love you. I love you. You're the best. I don't think that works. I don't know. All right, look. It's time to get to our guest, but first we got to, of course, play our commercial spot tonight from our new sponsor, Sizzle Platters. Brand new product they want us to play tonight. So, Jeff, I gotta drop this before we can get Steph on here. Is that cool?
We're trying an email. Let's get it going.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back, guys, with our good friend Steph Webster from CT Bites. Stay right there.
Wait, Mom. Hi, I'm Jocko Golden, award-winning chef, celebrity janitor, and creator of the Weight Mop.
Weight Mop.
What is a weight mop? Well, a weight mop is your standard mop.
Weight Mop.
Reimagined and revolutionarily designed by yours truly to keep your house clean and your body mean.
Weight Mop.
With our patented sliding three-plate system, coming in three sizes, 4, 8, and 147, they're stackable and interchangeable, so you can get that workout in regardless of your fitness level.
Weight Mop.
It's simple to use. Just lock in the plate and mop yourself back to sexy.
Chef Hans here. So tired of curly man in your dish pit? By Weight Mop. And voila! Now you have strong curly man.
Weight Mop.
Hey, how you doing? Jimmy Capello here. My wife was complaining she never got time for the gym. I saw the Weight Mop, I thought two birds with one stone, right? Hey, and now she looks out of this world.
Weight Mop.
Yeah, my husband got this really heavy mop. What's a celebrity janitor?
Weight Mop.
Weight Mop.
Cause you got a weak shoulder.
Weight Mop.
Cause you need to feel bolder.
Weight Mop.
Jocko's creation.
Weight Mop.
Mop across the nation.
Weight Mop.
We're against segregation.
Weight Mop.
Call now. 1-800-WEIGHT-MOP. That's 1-800-WAITMOP.
A Sizzle Plate product.
Yeah, coming back live right here on Pueblo Foods Live. Jeffy, I'm excited about tonight's show, man. I always love having wonderful, funny guests on the program. Tonight's no different. Our guest tonight is the head honcho, the boss lady at honestly, it's I think the way you're supposed to, if you're gonna do a food blog, a food website, it's the way it should be done. It's full of positivity. They never talk shit about anybody, and they do a really, really great job with it. And it's headed up
awesome
by my friend, the one and only Stephanie Webster. Steph, good evening, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. How's it going?
Fantastic. I'm just sitting here having a cocktail, talking to Jeffy, talking to you, living the dream. How about yourself?
As am I. Wait, I'm also having a cocktail, feeling pretty good about myself. We need to have a conversation about Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about it for a little bit.
Because if my ankle suddenly gets broken mysteriously, I'm going to know where to come looking.
Purely speculation. I don't know. Listen, I would be very upset if that happened, and I would find out who did it. Trust me.
Oh, would you?
Yes, I'm there for you. I'm there for you. Listen, I don't even know how we get dragged into these things. I don't know how
we
get
dragged
into it.
I don't either. What are the chances that we're both doing this? I have no idea.
Well, I'm sure when I do TV to promote it, I'm going to make you come with me, okay?
Oh, we'll all dance together. It'd be fabulous.
Well, I actually pitched. I said maybe Steph and I could dance and not have an instructor.
Let's not go there. I mean, I have some dance experience, but I don't feel like I'm ready for that.
Well, I was a music theater major in college. And
oh, so you got some moves? Oh, you got moves.
You have no idea. Like, listen, let me tell you what. There was a time when I had a six pack that was not in the fridge. It's true. It's true. I was phenomenal. Amazing jazz hands. But the problem is that I'm not. I'm not as attractive as I used to be, so I have to get by on making jokes. Aww. And unfortunately, dancing, we can't do that.
No, you kind of keep your mouth shut. It's true. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the personality is going to come through. You're going to be very vibrant up there. Very vibrant.
Wait, vibrant? What does that mean? Jeffy, is vibrant a good word?
No, vibrant's
good.
Well,
yeah. I think vibrant's a great word because I think you have to own it, man. You got to own what God's gifted you with. All that body, you just got to move it around. You got to make people see it. You got to make people know what it's like to be you. And moving.
Yep.
Sexy.
Like he said. Mm-hmm.
I don't like how you whisper when you say it, Jeff. It makes everybody uncomfortable. Stop saying yeah.
It's just how I think about you. It's just beautiful. I see it.
I'm not sure about all this. I don't even know. Steph, I apologize. Jeff gets a little fired up sometimes.
Don't put him in the corner.
We're off on a tangent here. We're off on a tangent.
Hey, listen, I'm so glad you're on the show. It's funny because I think we've been talking for a very long time. Years.
Years, literally.
I think we might have met in person once at like a chowder fest briefly or something. Yeah, does that sound right?
That's possible. It's not enough time together. We haven't had enough hours together. It's true.
For sure.
I'm happy we're sharing this evening.
100%. I'm so glad you came on, and I don't think I'll let you fall asleep. I promise. But I know that we'll kind of start with CT Bytes, obviously, here in Connecticut.
Cool.
A fantastic website. But I know it's a double meaning for you, and you kind of hated it when you came here, right?
How do you know that? You've heard this story? I've told this story before.
I do homework.
Ah, you did some research. Yeah, so, I wasn't super pumped to be moving to the suburbs. You know, I was a Manhattan girl. I lived in Seattle for a while. And when I got here and started thinking about what I was going to do with my life now that my kids were older, when we named it, CT could have gone either way. It could really freaking suck, or it could have been really great. You know, right. So CT Bytes was a little double entendre, and... Connecticut's treated me pretty well. I can't complain.
Well, it's funny because I feel like we were kind of cut from the same cloth because I moved here from Virginia. Actually, I was in Florida and I moved up here. My wife is from Brookfield, Connecticut, and we moved up here. And I wasn't very happy about it. And, I figured it out and learned it. But, you know, after doing Restaurant Road Trip, super successful Restaurant Road Trip. It was so funny. Yeah, well, we were submitted for Emmys. It was cool. Anyway, but I learned a lot about the state, and there's some really great food here, but it's tough because our little state is sandwiched between Boston and New York City, so it's so hard to get attention.
I agree. And, you know, that was the whole purpose of CT Bytes was to focus on the ex-urban market. Like, obviously, everybody's covering the urban scenes. Like, there's plenty of coverage, but nobody's talking about what's happening in the burbs, and there's lots of cool stuff happening. So that was the whole point.
Well, 100%. I feel like every place, whether it's a small state or town or city, has, you know, kind of that go-to food blog, that go-to place. And as a chef, I'm telling you, Yelp is garbage. We all fucking hate Yelp. Yelp is bullshit.
Yelp is going to die a sad death very soon.
Yeah, but this is our mutual friend, Rev Ciancio, right, Rev?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So Rev he was just on here a couple weeks ago telling me and preaching to me. And Rev and I, we've hung out. We do lots of wing tastings together. He's preaching how Yelp is going to be this amazing thing for chefs in the next couple of years. And I'm like, dude, you're nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they doing some massive repositioning? Because the word on the street that I'm getting is they're going down.
Well, that's kind of what I'm hearing, too.
He's a Yelp shill. Maybe he's a Yelp shill.
Oh, that's right. He's been paid off. How well do you know this guy?
But I think that every town, every city kind of has that one food blog that is, you know, extremely trusted. It's the one that tells you the truth. It's the one that seems like your friends are there. Like, you understand it. And I think that's what you've achieved with CT Bytes. I find myself going there, even as a chef who travels the state.
That makes me happy to hear, because that was 100% our goal. And we fought long and hard in the beginning to earn that trust of our readers, you know, for a long time, because we were a curated site. We only do positive reviews. We don't trash restaurants.
Right.
And everyone just kept saying, are you getting paid? Are you getting paid? And we're like, we're not getting paid. Like, we are church and state. If we get paid, we tell you about it. And otherwise, we're trying to celebrate the good stuff.
Completely.
So
that's what it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of great food here. And I think that, you know, that the fact that they don't get a lot of attention, you know, from a media standpoint, you know, I guess regular media standpoint, but, you know, from guys like you that I even would arguably have a bigger following than regular media.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and once the New York Times stopped doing their reviews out here. There was nobody covering Connecticut. It was super weird.
Right.
And we had an opportunity, so it worked out nicely for us.
I mean, it's tough to be a chef, especially here in Connecticut, and get coverage in the New York Times. It's a tough thing to do. I mean, especially now, you know?
Yes, yes. You know, and it's funny because the whole restaurant dining scene has exploded since we started this site almost. We actually have our 10-year anniversary coming up.
Wow.
But things have definitely moved along, and I think the site has helped restaurants thrive and helped chefs, if I may pat myself on the back. But it's helped chefs, you know, get some awareness and bring sort of a scene and a, you know, an energy to the dining scene in Connecticut that it didn't have necessarily 9 years ago.
No, definitely not. But what do you think it takes to make that happen when it comes to it? Is it more of a social media push? Is it more of a push on the site? I mean, what drives, how about this? What originally drove people to go to CT Bites? How did you make that happen? Because when you got started 10 years ago, you know, social media wasn't nearly as big of a thing as it is now.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not. I think in the very beginning, you know, I'm marginally connected in Westport. Our goal was, you know, we reached out to a lot of chefs. We developed really great, strong relationships with a lot of chefs and restaurants. So when we talked about food, people talked us up is the bottom line. You know, people talked us up. We did some strategic partnerships with other, media entities to get the word out and get some traffic going. But I think a lot of it was just sort of like a feel good. We really like what you're doing. You're actually creating real editorial that's valuable. And we'd like to support this. You know, I don't know what else to say. And then obviously once social media hit, obviously it's all about social media and being smart about that. It obviously changed everything. And, you know, we used to have a ton of advertising on the website, and now all of our advertisers, they're like, we just want to be on Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
I mean, some of them are still doing sponsored stuff, but that's where it's at.
Well, it's funny because you're so right about that, because even with Restaurant Road Trip, I mean, working with our local TV station here, they didn't care. I mean, we were top rated and they didn't care about that. All they cared about was the Facebook views, which it blew my mind.
Yeah, that's it's all about the numbers and impressions and everything else. But, you know, if it gets people to good content and you're helping the community and you're doing good work, then, you know, play the game, right?
100%.
By the way, I also need to say your theme music is really, it's epic.
Oh, yeah, that was just, that's me on my Casio keyboard. That's all it was.
that is pretty great.
You know what it was? It's the demo button. They just hit the demo button and then I act like I'm playing. Jeff, tell people where they can find more information about CT Bites and stuff.
Well, you can find them on their website at www.ctbites.com, and you could also check them on Instagram at @ctbites. I suggest the Instagram. It's a beautiful page.
It's a great
page,
and you guys have a great following on it. What do you think is kind of important now when it comes to social media, especially for food and restaurants? Is it Instagram? Is Snapchat now a thing, or is it still like, you know, websites?
I mean, I think it depends what you're going after, obviously. You know, quite frankly, we've got a great Instagram following, but I don't, in the grand scheme of things, I don't know how many of those people are following us who actually live in Connecticut. I mean, I know a certain percentage are, but there's so many people who are just, it's sort of a game. I don't think Snapchat is a big deal in the culinary community. I think Snapchat really just skews younger. So you're targeting a much younger audience, and the people that we're targeting tend to be above 20 years old. You know, we're not targeting the teens in the early 20s primarily who are dining out.
Oh, no doubt.
So we don't use Snapchat. Obviously, Instagram story is huge. I think people do follow that, and your advertisers like to be there.
Stories is a big thing too. I find myself doing way more stories now, and I'll post a story and get 1,100 views. Which it's amazing how many people actually
look
at that.
You get much better visibility. They do. Well, it's sitting at the top of the page, and it's fun. It's video and it's active. And to be honest, I look at people's stories much more so than I look at their actual feeds sometimes.
Totally.
And it's thrown at you. It's served up so nicely. And you can do some fun stuff. We really enjoy curating our story at this point. It's really part of the whole, it's part of the whole experience.
Right. It's part of the whole thing. You're totally right about that.
Part of the whole thing.
That's right.
Part of the whole thing.
So one of the fun things that you guys are doing now, too, is you're kind of breaking into some of the media world now that we all, that we have 180 episodes in. You guys have a great podcast now hosted by my friend Marisol, who
Marisol, I love to death. We just gave birth to a podcast about 2 weeks ago, our very first one. It was very exciting.
Okay, I feel I should wash my hands now. That feels weird.
I feel like maybe you should. No, sit down. No.
That was weird.
It was it's so much more work than we had anticipated. Yep. So, but we're getting, as you well know, we're getting into a rhythm. Nah. And to be honest, it was a logical extension for CT Bites. Like, we've been talking about it for years. Just like you and I not meeting, this has been on the discussions for years, and we finally just said, let's just bite the bullet. And once we found Mattisol, I was like, this is a slam dunk. She's such a great host.
She's
so perfect for our voice. She's the me that I would have put on this podcast as the host, but she is an actual like broadcast journalist and interviews people for a living and is a, you know, the Mets PA announcer. So she's fantastic, as you know. She's been on your show, right?
She has. We've done stuff together. Marisol's great. You know,
she's great.
I say all the time as a chef, we have to be great leaders, and to make a great leader, you have to know what your strengths are and what they aren't. And I think it's one of the things I respect about you. And this is meant in a positive way, but like, you brought somebody in to host. You totally could have hosted and been fine at it. It'd been great, but you brought somebody professional in to do that, which is makes you. That's why, you know, you're the head honcho, you're the boss lady. You're a very, very smart
person. I'm the
boss
lady. Mm-hmm. That's what they tell me.
You realize it's smart to do that.
Yeah, I don't have any ego about it. You know, everyone said, why aren't you doing it yourself? And the reality is, I just knew she would do a better job of it.
Right.
And I wanted it to be the best possible product. I mean, that's, you know, at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about creating something really great that people are going to enjoy experiencing.
And
so,
the more you do it, the better you get. That's basically how it works. I mean, listen, I started this show. I don't know if you've heard this story. I started this show.
No.
I was hosting on the Hallmark Channel for the National Better Show for All Recipes, right? So I was hosting there.
Nice.
And this was years ago. They said, hey, you're fantastic. We love you. You're great. People love you. You're getting great, like, whatever the reviews or marketing, whatever they call it, shit. They said, the problem is you have crutch words. And I was like, what's a crutch word? And they're like, go back and watch how many times you say, you know what I mean. And I said, okay. And they said, you should take some media training. And I'm just fresh-faced and happy to be there, guy, working with the Meredith Corporation. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. Instead of saying, hey, could you guys pay for that for me? So I look up media training. It's $5,000, right, in the city.
It's like a serious executive situation. Dude, yeah, it's...
I come home and tell my wife. I'm like, hey, babe, they want me to take media training. She goes, oh, okay, cool. What is that? I was like, oh, it's like a class to make me not say, you know what I mean, and it costs $5,000.
And it costs $5,000. And she went, what?
I think she laughed for 4.5 hours. Yeah. So the next thing I did the next best thing. I started this podcast, and here we are 180-some episodes later with guests like Guy Fieri and Bo McMillan, and we just
doing
get
great.
On
you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
I'm sure I could use some media training as well, but I opted out. So,
yeah, but I disagree.
It is what it is. It's what I got.
I mean, I think back in that day, this was the point. You know, I was actually making a point, but it's like back and then, that was an important thing to have the professionalism, to have someone who was like that. Where now, it's almost like, I mean, Joe Rogan's one of the biggest podcasts on the planet. You think he's had media training? No.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. You want to hear his voice. I mean, people want to hear, you know, the goofy, ridiculous antics and whatever's going on. Like, you want to hear the actual personality. It doesn't need to be formal. It doesn't need to be rehearsed. You know, curse whatever you got to do. It's way more fun that way.
So the first episode.
Great.
Go ahead, Jeffy. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No, I was just saying, no, he's really great for all those reasons. Like, he had no training on anything, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's why I think he's so great, because he's so raw and, like, human.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he paved the way for so many people like us. Who want to like just be normal and not have to like use that voice and you know have a you know whatever. You know what I mean?
I can give you my radio voice if you want it, Jeffy.
Give it
to
Daddy.
You actually have a pretty good radio voice, to be honest.
Now I do, but if I use my ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. Our guest tonight, Stephanie Webster from CT Bites. Yeah, that's my radio voice.
It's very impressive.
Yeah. So, excuse me. So, you threw me off with the radio voice thing.
How's that cocktail treating you? Pretty good?
Yes, as a matter of fact, a little Tito's, because I'm watching my figure, because I've got to beat you in a dancing
competition. For the dance. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm just telling you now.
We'll see. Listen, I'm a natural heel. I was a professional wrestler for a little while, just letting you know.
Oh, for the love of God. All right, fine. Be that way.
Hey, so what does it take here in Connecticut? And this is a real question for you. So what does it take here in Connecticut to get... to have attention from guys like you and things like that, because you know I look at obviously myself as a private chef. I get more attention in New York and the Hamptons and Long Island than I do in my home state. Obviously, I realize because it's crazy. However, you know, I know it's more of a restaurant-driven sort of thing, but what is it that makes you guys start to notice people?
Yeah, I mean, it is. We're definitely more restaurant-driven for sure. So it's a lot of word of mouth. It's, you know, we have readers who write in and say, hey, I just found this amazing taco joint on so-and-so street in Norwalk, and we'll go check it out. So a lot of it is that, for sure. We do get invited to a decent number of events. So when there's openings, obviously we go check it out and see what's going on. And, you know, again, we don't write about restaurants that we don't think are good. But, you know, we just pass. We just quietly back out. Because we don't want to do that. So it's really, we check everything out. If it tastes good and we like the chef and it seems like a good, you know, like a good fit for the site, then we go ahead and review it. And that's it. You know, it's obviously like, you know, there's certainly a piece of it where there are chefs and restaurants coming to us. So as we get larger and larger, it gets much simpler to locate those restaurants. Whereas in the beginning, we really were like in our cars, you know, going down roads and trying to find X, Y, and Z spot, and just doing a random blind dive into these places. But, you know, I still like the hidden gems, the out-of-the-way spots. I mean, we have to do all the big fancy places as well.
Right.
But the places that really turn me on are the random Peruvian joint in the middle of wherever, you know?
No doubt
about
it.
That's stuff that, like, I get excited when I walk in. I'm like, yes, this is going to be good.
Dude, no doubt about it. And I totally get that because this is the kind of place that we, you know, that's where we live. People go out to eat, and that's what's up. But, hey, just so you know, there's a place here in Newtown that I'm sure you haven't checked out yet that you have to when they open back up in the summer. Lorenzo's.
Know it.
Water in Sandy Hook. It's been there since 1922.
Oh my God.
Literally. Their pizza is phenomenal. No one knows because it looks like the house that was in the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
So inviting.
It's totally. Like, I was like, really? This is wasn't to go in? I found out on Road Food back in, like, 2006 about this place, and it's amazing. You guys have to check it out. It's so good.
All right. I'm all over it. So it's only open in the summer?
Yeah, they close in, like, December to February, December to March,
all right,
I think.
All right. I'm on it.
Family run.
Hey,
phenomenal.
Maybe we'll meet there. We'll meet up, and we'll finally get to hang out in person.
Mm-mm.
No, we're not doing that. Only Dancing with the Stars. Okay, fine.
Not happening. No, I'm kidding. Of course, I would love to. Are you kidding me? All I want to do is hang out with you. But you have some great people there on staff with you, too, that help out and do some great writing. Andrew Dominic, one of my favorite people in the state. I don't talk to him enough, and I should, but because whenever we hang out, we have a great time.
Yeah. He's a fine human being and an excellent writer, and very well-spoken, actually. He appeared on our most recent podcast episode, and I was like, he's great. Like, he's great to talk to and
he's
listen
fantastic.
To.
Jeff, make a note.
He knows his stuff.
Jeff, anyone ever calls me a fine human being, let's have them killed, okay?
Okay.
It's not a good – it just doesn't sound good.
No, he's a fine human being. He's a good guy. I could say good guy, but just kill. So that would be me.
Yeah.
But you weren't like, he's a sweetheart of a guy. I love hanging out with him. Or you weren't like, oh, Andrew's the man. You're like, he's a fine human being. What are you, a principal?
That's my formal radio voice. That was it.
No, I'm just busting. I'm just busting balls. No, Andrew's great. I love hanging out with him. He's a smart guy when it comes to food, which is interesting to see. And I think it's kind of an ongoing theme with a lot of the people that work at CT Bites is that you have people who are, you know, pretty smart when it comes to talking about food, which is important.
Yes. Yes. I've got, you know, most of the people who have become sort of my steady freelance writing team, most of them actually are trained, like they're actual journalists who just have developed a passion for food. So this is sort of like what they love to do and eat and breathe. They're good writers. You know, they attend all my events for me. I couldn't possibly do this without this team because, you know, like I could be invited to an event every single night of the week, literally. There's no way to do that as a one-person band.
Perks.
So I rely on my team heavily. They help me with everything, social media and whatnot. And we, you know, we support each other and we had a really good time. I mean, what's better than doing this for a living?
Right.
Maybe what you're doing for a living, but this is fun stuff. Right?
I don't know what I'm doing for a living, but okay.
He hasn't grown up yet. Mm-mm. When I grow up, I will do this.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Well, it's funny. You sent me that message. You were like, oh my God, I can't stay up that late. And I was like, Steph, I'm 40 with 25 years in the restaurant business, so that makes me like 76.
Yeah,
like,
that is true. You are very old. Yeah,
thank you.
You should almost be dead. Yeah, you should. No,
wow.
Dude, I'm almost 10 years older than you, so we can't have this conversation.
Well, this is the
really
thing.
Old.
You look amazing, and I think it's a lot has to do with doing what you
good
do for, you know, working at CT Bites and hanging out with great people, right?
Totally. This is like I'm living my best life here. I mean, sure, it's a job. It's a job. There is work involved. Like, I just did a photo shoot today, like a 4-hour photo shoot where I was up on, you know, the tables and like leaning over with my back, and I was like, oh God, at the end of it. But the pictures look great. I was super pumped. I met a really like nice chef, and it was fun. And awesome. If I could do that every day, it would be perfect. You know, there is the business side of things that get in the way.
Oh, for sure. Well, listen, you reminded me of a great story there. A good brother of mine, Chef Aaron Reed, I was on The Taste with him. He's from Chicago. A couple weeks ago, he had a little controversy that sparked some national news. He put a post up. He was, like I said, he's from Chicago. He's got a good following. He's a great chef. He was in a restaurant for brunch with his wife. And there were some food bloggers there. And he had happened to notice that they were, you know, taking pictures of food, kind of in the middle of a busy brunch. Mm-hmm. They were standing on chairs.
Oh, boy.
It was getting a little out of control. And so he posts this video of them on his Instagram doing it.
Oh,
and he's a chef. So he's like, these fucking people are killing our business. They're destroying this restaurant. They have no idea how much damage they're doing right now just doing this here. Well, it got national attention. It was on Eater. It was everywhere. And so I ended up having Aram on the show, and then...
Oh, to talk about it. That's funny.
He's a buddy of mine. And then the second I announced he was on the show, the restaurant's PR group contacted me, and they wanted to come on.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fantastic... I just kind of sat there and twiddled my thumbs, and I was like, yes,
God,
you'll fight.
This is good.
But it was great. They had a great reconciliation. Everything was fine. You know, I don't know if he came across that great. The restaurant came across. I mean, it was kind of half and half. But as someone who does this for a living, like yourself, when you hear a story like that, I mean, do you just like red flags everywhere?
I mean,
or are you like,
there have been quite a few stories. You know, obviously, this is a topic that comes up often. There have been a whole bunch of articles in various, you know, publications. My feeling is I like to err on the side of respect. If I'm sitting at a restaurant and it's a dark restaurant, I'm not going to bust out my camera with a flash and start going at it. Like, I could maybe surreptitiously sort of, you know, with no flash, quietly on the down low, you know, but you have to have some respect. There are diners around you. It's a business. You don't want to interrupt everyone's meal. So I'm good with that. And I won't take pictures, or, you know, we've got a really good camera that is great in low light, and it's tiny, and we can sneak it out occasionally. But I understand his position on that 100%. You know, but the other side of it is, it does help the restaurants when you do it. So just do it and be respectful and be cool about it, and just don't be an asshole, you know?
That's it. I mean, I
don't be an asshole.
I think he was a little upset with me. I think he still might be, because I wasn't 100% on his side. Mm-hmm. And I was like, listen, they brought these people in. He's like, yeah, but they gave them free food, and they were being assholes, and they weren't cleaning up. And I'm like, yeah, but that's the game.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That is the game, unfortunately. That is a piece of it. Or, you know, it's much better. I like it when the restaurants bring the bloggers in, you know, very early in the evening, or separate hours, or off hours, or like a lunch. You know, those sort of situations are much better for the general public than bring you in right in prime time when everyone's sitting down and doesn't want to deal with that mess.
Yeah,
because it is
restaurant,
a mess.
But then the restaurant tried to act like, no, we didn't pay them to come in. Where they did. They brought them in. They gave them free food. They invite. I mean, come on. You know.
Yeah. And really, legally, the bloggers also have to divulge that information. You have to say, you know, I was given a free meal, so they should all be pretty on the. They should be on the up and up theoretically. And this is why I think people trust CT Bites, is that we are completely church and state. If someone has given us a free meal, we make sure we tell them that, you know, we tell our readers that we were given a free meal, because we don't want to get sued.
Well, that's the important
part. You
don't want
to get sued. Be honest about it. You know, let people know. And, you know, and then people trust you. You build your trust slowly over time.
That's it. Jeff, tell them where they can find out about CT Bites a little bit more and check Steph out and the work she does.
You can check Steph's work out at CT Bites on Instagram, or at their website at www.ctbites.com.
Are you drinking?
I just chewed on my
tongue. Or that also.
I totally chewed on my tongue for a second.
How'd that feel?
It hurt, actually.
There you
Sorry.
Go. CTBites.com,
gonna,
of course.
I'm going to drink
out
more
CT
of
Bites on Instagram as well. Steph, it's What you guys have done here in our little state is amazing, but it's not just here. You guys are in several other states, and you're growing even more, even going down to Louisiana, right down to New Orleans.
Yeah, so we launched in Miami about 4 years ago, and it was actually one of my partners from Connecticut who lives there part of the year, and she's like, you know what, there's nothing really like this down here, and took the whole brand, which was great, and the site's doing amazingly well. People love it. She's having a blast down there. So that is, that's its own little entity. And then we have found an editor for New Orleans. And like you, I have spent a ton of time in New Orleans and eaten a lot of food there. So I've wanted to launch this site forever. So we have found someone who's just amazing. And that should launch probably the end of March,
amazing.
I would guess.
That's great.
Pretty excited.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And, Miami's amazing. There's D.C. too, right?
We have on Instagram, but we don't have an actual, there's not a lot of content. So the way we've been getting into the markets is to launch Instagram sites and get the ball rolling and then back into the content afterwards and seeing, just feeling it out.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. I judge the National Restaurant Association, you can't say NRA anymore because you sound like an asshole, National Restaurant Association's ProStart program, the national competition. Oh. I judge every year. It's in D.C. this year. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like where you're going.
It's a lot of fun. One of the things that you and I have never talked about, I'm a firm believer in everybody wants a piece of the pie. I think if we all work together, we can make one giant fucking pie and we can all get some.
I totally agree. I 100% agree. And honestly, that's the kind of community we're dealing with here. I think the chefs and the farmers and like all these people, they all support each other. And it makes this all worth doing. It's...
Totally.
It's really nice. It's a nurturing environment, man.
Now, is that something you guys look at too, like local farmers and talking to those guys?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it more the restaurants?
Yeah, no, we're 100%. We really cover the whole sort of culinary landscape. So we are relatively focused on, whether it's an individual, like an artisan vendor or some sort of product or, a farm. We like to support everyone. So if there's a story to be told, we're completely happy to tell the story.
Totally.
As long as it's food tangential and it's something to do with Connecticut food, and we're very strict about that, we tend not to do, to push national products or national stories. We just don't do that. We're very focused, and we're happy to come up with anything that's interesting content.
Well,
so we get pitches
job.
All the time.
I mean, you're doing fantastic. You really are. You do a great job with it, and that's just, I'm not even saying that as somebody who, loosely knows you, but just from checking out, I go on there all the time just to see what's going on, especially with some of my buddies, and if I send you something that I'm doing, you throw it up immediately. You're so sweet about that, and I really, that means so much to me. You have no idea.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
It's great. I wish you could have made it out to our Navy event. Jeffy was there.
That looked amazing.
Dude, that shit got out of control. It was supposed to be 400 people. It was 725 is what we fed.
Oh, my God. Did you have enough food? You weren't prepared for that.
Well, we're always ready for more, but we had to call some audibles.
Oh, my God. And that's always so much fun. But you're doing it for a good cause, so it's all good.
I mean, it's amazing. One thing I love about where we live is how quickly people get behind it. I mean, my buddy Nick Fradiani jumped on board and came and played. Like, how cool is that?
Oh, it's awesome. It's totally great. And while we're on this topic of getting on board, I need to do a quick shout out to an organization that I work with that's also pretty cool, and I'm not sure you know about it, which is Food Rescue US. Have you ever done anything with them?
I have not.
So they're amazing.
But between you and I, I've had it brought to my attention.
You've run across it
based on some of the things we're working on right now.
So it's like it's this amazing tech platform. It's an app, and essentially you're rescuing food that would have gone wasted otherwise, and it's all through volunteers. So you go onto an app, and you go I have time at 11 a.m. And they're like, well, there's an open food run, and you can pick it up at Trader Joe's and bring it to the Bridgeport Rescue Mission or wherever you're going. And it's amazing.
Wow.
In a half an hour, you've done this amazing thing. You fed all these people, and it's food that would have been wasted. So,
do you know them personally, directly?
I'm actually on their board. I'm on the board.
Oh, of course you
and
are.
And I have been since the very beginning. This is an issue that I am very passionate about. The whole the waste thing makes me insane.
Okay, so where you messed up was you gave me your cell phone number. That was a mistake. Just let me know.
I would love for you. And we do a big fundraiser every April. Love to get you involved. So, we'll talk more. We'll talk more. It's a great organization.
You need me, I'm a phone call away. That's easy. Whatever I can do for you, I'm a phone call
away.
That'd
be great.
We should do a pop-up dinner that we use all food that we've rescued to feed EBT people.
Definitely. Definitely.
I have a venue.
And then we should dance afterwards.
Mm-mm. I don't dance for free. Nope. Jeff, tell them what happens in the... You don't put Plum in the corner.
You never put Plum in the corner. Never.
I got to tell you, I was a little bit excited for Dancing with the Stars, but now I'm really excited.
Do you know how much fun we're going to have? Are you kidding me?
We are going to have fun. Do you know that I think I'm dancing with Billy Blank?
Shut up.
No, that's what I think I'm dancing with.
Oh, they like, stacked the deck for you. That's not cool.
He's like 7.5 feet tall.
Well,
have you met me?
Eyeball Billy.
Have you seen me? I'm 5 feet tall. He's going to have to pick me up.
Yeah, but
it's going to be preposterous.
But he weighs 43 pounds.
He does. That's true. He probably can't lift me. So I don't know. It should be interesting.
This is why we should be partners.
What are you talking about?
This is
Eyeball Billy. Eyeball Billy could kick both of you in the next week.
Yeah, he's probably, he's right, man. He's probably very strong.
But it's not Tybo Billy. It's Tybo Billy's son.
No, I think it's Billy.
Mm-mm,
it's not Elijah. I think it's the guy. I think I'm dancing with Billy.
Billy Blank is the man.
It's Tybo Billy. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Well, I still think you and I should be partners and not have an instructor.
Because that would be awesome.
Are you kidding? Maybe the best thing ever. Like, right. Listen, you're 4'7", which is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I'm 6'3", yep. 250 pounds. Like, this would be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be good. No, this is... The photo ops would be just exceptionally good. Really outstanding.
Hey, one thing I want to talk about in jest, and it's a little bit inside baseball as we start to wrap this up, and I could talk to you. You're so easy to talk to. Maybe you should host your podcast. You're really... I could talk to you for like 2 hours.
Forget about Matt Assault. Kick her off now.
Nah, who? I don't even know who you're talking about.
No, who? What?
Yes,
talk to me.
That's you totally lost my train of thought. Actually, with Marisol, we should talk about the podcast, too. I told her.
Oh, we should.
I saw her at Mohegan Sun, yes. One of my favorite events of the entire year. You should have been there. I don't know why you didn't
go. I know. I was somewhere. I was in Miami. Yeah, sorry.
All right. Well, that's good enough. That's a good argument.
I have an excuse. So go ahead.
It's a fantastic event. But I was. Yeah. I was a little upset. I was like, you know what? I'm the only chef in Connecticut that gets asked to come here. That doesn't pay to be here. I get asked to be here and be a part of this. And Marisol didn't even talk to me. I was upset.
I agree that you should be upset, but we're saving you for a dedicated post. Listen, for like a dedicated episode.
You know, Friday night, Buddy Valestro, the cake boss, he opened for me.
That's awesome.
I just want to throw that out there. That's all.
Dude, you're a man. You're getting your own episode. You're
I'm not the man. I'm just hurt. I'm a sensitive Pisces.
You should be hurt.
King of the demo.
You're a king of the demo and of the dance. And you will come to my house where we record our episodes, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to sit down. We're going to have some alcohol. We're going to talk, just like tonight.
I mean, you could just say,
well, don't
have
try alcohol. To give him beer and get them all bloated.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm going to give you some vodka.
Oh, she's setting me up for the dance. I see what you're doing.
She's going to have you over.
She's going to get you a low carb beer.
Beer and get you all farty and bloated.
Yep,
before
that's
dance.
The plan. Right before the dance, like the night before we're going to record this episode.
Did you say farty and bloated?
I can see it happening.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give you a lot of salty food also.
Is that
awesome.
It? Okay, that's it. Yep, CTBites.com, you guys got to check it out. Steph does an amazing job over there. 10 years and going. Anything planned for a big 10-year celebration?
Well, funny you should ask. No, I think we were going to do we will have a 10-year party. You will hear more about that. And we're going to do it sort of in conjunction with our podcast launch party. So we're just going to do a big shindig, I think. Just celebrate.
You guys had my buddy Tyler Anderson on, a really good friend of mine.
Tyler's a sweetheart. He was great. Oh, he's great. And his whole story is so utterly fascinating.
Right.
I mean, the fact that he was like in a punk rock band and got drafted for a baseball team and just crazy stories. It was very enlightening.
He's a cook. Like, that's a cook story. Like, that's always the
The crazy shit, yeah.
He's an amazing guy. I love Tyler very much. And you guys can check that out. That's the first episode of the CT Bites podcast called Hot Dish, available on iTunes and everywhere else you guys can get podcasts. Make sure you check that out as well. Subscribe. That's what gets the rating up for everybody.
Yep.
And, of course, you guys did an episode this week with yourself and a few of the writers you have there.
Yes. I think, like, every 6 weeks or so, we're going to do the CT Bites family edition and get a different, like, the roving cast of characters together and sit down and just talk shop. You know, what's new, what's opening, what's hot.
And you guys are doing one every week, right?
Every other week. And you know, we may build up to every week. We'll see how it goes. But right now, we're every other.
I understand. Hey, a great person to talk to is Linda Cavanaugh. I just want to throw that out to you. She's such a fun person. She's so much experience.
I know her very well. Oh, yes, she does. She knows everyone.
Yeah, Lynn's great. She's been on this program a couple of times talking PR. She's great. I love her. I talked to her today for an hour.
Smart
as
hell.
On the phone. She's great.
Well, you know, she's the one who wrote me into the damn Dancing with the Stars, just to come full circle here.
That's where I was going. You see what I did there? That's a professional host.
Nice.
That's what
nice.
I did.
Very nice. I saw where you were going.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, get ready, because when we start doing this Dancing with the Stars thing, you and I, I'm gonna push really hard to make you come do CT Style with me and dance, all right?
Oh, let's definitely. I'm in. Let's do it.
That's easy. That's a phone
Done.
Call. We'll make that
Done.
Happen. And seriously, thank you for all the great work that you do supporting all the local restaurants here in our state of Connecticut and spreading such a positive word about them. I really, truly, as a chef, I appreciate that. So thank you for all the work you guys do.
We love doing it. Thank you for having me on the show.
I didn't say we're done. I was just...
Oh, sorry.
I'm kidding. Of course
we were saying thank you.
Right. Do you see how quick it goes? Doesn't it go quick? Wasn't this easy?
Was that an hour?
Yeah.
Look, and I stayed awake.
I mean,
it's
we
amazing.
Could probably go 10 more minutes, but, you know.
You're full of energy.
Right. You're not even falling asleep. You're doing great. How's your bourbon doing?
My bourbon is like halfway. I'm thinking if I finish it up, I will pass out. So I'm going to leave it at halfway.
All right.
It's working for me.
Very mature.
Yeah, right.
Very mature. How's that?
Mm-hmm. We'll do the little wrap-up here with you then and get you on out of here. And again, seriously, thanks for taking the time. I know it's late for you, but I do appreciate it.
It's all good. Loved it.
You know, when it comes to young journalists, we have a lot of young culinarians who check out this program, but young people in the journalism field or maybe even young culinarians who are looking to go into like food writing and things
mm-hmm.
like that. What would be a good piece of advice that you would give them?
I would say, you know, in terms of, I get sent, you know, pitches constantly, and we welcome new writers, new voices, because I like having a lot of different voices on the site, and I'm always game to check out a new writer. Someone comes in and says, I'm passionate about this, I want to give it a try, I will always give it a try. Usually ask for some writing samples, and if it works, great, you know, we move forward. So I would say keep writing, send samples out to every publishing, you know, organization you can possibly fathom.
Right.
Just get out there. I mean, you know how this is. You got to hustle. You got to hustle a little. You have to get your work out there. And someone's going to bite eventually. And if you come at it with the proper sentiment, you know, you're humble and you're passionate about what you're doing and your passion shows, I think people are very responsive. So I know we have a couple of young writers on the site. We even have kids on the site from high school that write. And I'm happy to support them. And, you know, we've had a couple of people who have gotten started on CT Bites, like James Gribben. He really got started on CT Bites. I've got a couple of people who ended up with book deals, and this is how they got their bylines. So I think if you show that you love what you're doing and you're willing to put in the time and show your commitment, you know, people are responsive.
Oh my God, I'm not trying to be negative, but can we talk about that cookbook that you were associated with that got put out?
Oh God, the chef's table or that one?
The most recent one, like the farm
to table. Oh, the Hearst
one?
Oh wait, farm to table.
Is
that me?
I can't remember the name of it. I can't, yes, you were part, well, CT Bites was part of it, or one of the girls associated with CT Bites was part of it. The most recent book that went out, do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, we did the Fairfield County Chef's Table, but that was a bunch of years ago. That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And then we've done restaurant reviews with Hearst, like guides to
the
top 100. Wasn't that?
You got recipes from chefs across.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bunch of years ago. Is that what we're talking about?
It might be. It might
Maybe it feels new to you. What were you about to say about it?
No. Well, so I was in the book. I got asked to be in it, right? So
yeah.
I sent a couple things over, and then I never even saw the book. And they asked me if I could help them. At the time, I was doing some work with Williams-Sonoma. I could help get them in there. And I was like, dude, really? Like, I'm happy to help you. Can I see the book? And they were like, sure. Here's an Amazon link.
What?
Yeah.
That's way to wow your chef. Yeah, that's,
I don't think
that's
it was
crazy.
Your
it was
name
definitely not
it.
Me, and I don't feel like I was affiliated with this. So now I'm confused. I need to go research this. I'm not gonna sleep now. You realize this? I'm literally not gonna sleep because I'm gonna be obsessing over what this would have been.
I'm gonna look it up and text you. It's in my email. I'll look it up
and
find
please
it.
Please do. Yeah, before I go to sleep because it's gonna keep me up now.
Yeah, and if I'm wrong, I apologize, but that doesn't
damn
I'm not
you.
Usually wrong. So
damn you.
You're a son of a bitch.
Damn you.
So you talked a lot about you're having your bourbon tonight. Is that your drink of choice? Are you a bourbon girl?
No, I'm actually really a tequila girl. Nice. I freaking love tequila. I just did a really amazing agave spirits class over at Barsugo.
Wow.
That was fantastic. It was like four different mezcals, really small producers. It was incredible. And he taught us to make all sorts of fun cocktails. That's just good bartender there.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Dude, our Tuesday night cocktail, my wife and I, our Tuesday night drink is Casamigos lime seltzer and lime. It's like the best thing
ever. Yes, I have that in my house.
Yeah,
it is quite delicious.
And yeah, I used to drink beer, and now I don't, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. Beer doesn't really make you feel that good. Like, tequila is like, it's happy. You feel pretty good the next day if you're doing it straight up. And it's delicious. Yeah. I agree.
Good tequila.
Good tequila. Yes. Not shit tequila.
Right.
When you get good tequila, it's much cleaner.
You could feel the cleanness. You could feel the cleanness from it, for sure. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
You ever do kombucha and tequila? It's one of my favorite summer drinks.
Kombucha is the most disgusting thing on the fucking planet. Stop it.
Not with tequila, man.
Kombucha is not very polarizing. Ugh. It's polarizing.
Yes, it is.
Oh. The first time I drank it, I swore it was what they gave Christ on the cross. I was like, this is what they were like. They were like, hey, buddy, you want to try something? You look thirsty. Try it.
It's very fermented. Mm-hmm. You know what's really good in I think it's Danbury cross culture. Is that what it's called? Kombucha? Is that it? Yeah,
no.
They're brewing it there. That place is amazing.
It's terrible.
Not amazing
great
for you.
They're
but
doing
but
a
you
great
really
job.
Hate it. I'm sensing you don't like kombucha.
Mm-mm. I'm from down south. You know what we used to do with kombucha tea? Like, we would taste it. It's tea that's gone bad, so we throw it out.
Oh man.
I was doing Edible on the Road for Edible Magazine Long Island, and I went to a farmer's market. It was beautiful. They had so much great stuff there. And I was actually with Culinary Harassment was with me, Omar. And we went, and they had this this guy set up doing his kombucha, and I'd never had it. This is a few years ago. And it was really hot outside, and I'm wearing, of course, my standard black chef coat. You know, it's hot as shit, whatever good thing can plumb. And so I go over, and the guy's like, yeah, it's this tea. And all I really heard him say was tea.
Cold tea.
Yeah. And I was like, this sounds delicious. And so he pours me a little cup. I make the joke. I'm like, what is this, Delta Airlines? What the fuck are you doing? Can I get a real cup of tea here? So he's like, okay, chef, no problem. He pours this giant glass. I grab it, and I'm like, hell yeah. And I go to pound it, like slug it on camera, like, oh, this is great tea.
Oh.
I got about three big gulps in, and literally,
vomited.
I swallowed my own vomit in my mouth because it was on camera. I kept waiting for everybody to start laughing. I was like, what is this?
True story. Oh. This was very special. Thank you for that visual. That's going to also stay with me when I go to sleep tonight, along with this book that I can't figure out.
I'm going to send you the book. Don't worry. But, dude, it's the worst. Jeff, are you a kombucha guy?
I love it.
Of course.
Fantastic.
I feel pretty good about it, I got to be honest.
Listen, I know we got to get out of here, but we got to talk about Jeff and his farmer friend out in the Hamptons. This is a quick story. We go to see Jeff's farmer friend, who will be on here very soon. He's a mushroom farmer. He does a fantastic job. And this past summer, I'm getting mushrooms from my client. We're hanging out. It's beautiful. And Jeff comes over, and Jeff is like, "Yo, they're making this delicious tea out of mushrooms." And I'm like,
"Oh yeah, chaga tea."
Yeah, I'm like, "Is that a thing?" He's like, "Oh, it's so good. You got to have it." And so Jeff orders two of these. What is it called? Chaga?
Chate. Yeah, it was chaga mushrooms. It's a chaga mushroom decoction. He basically takes dry chaga mushrooms, grinds them, puts them in an espresso machine, and makes like chaga espresso, and then pours hemp milk over it with a little cinnamon on ice. Oh, right. It's fantastic.
Really?
It's a good coffee option. I don't drink a lot of coffee, so it's.
Oh, okay.
Well, but Steph,
that sounds repulsive to me personally, and I love mushrooms, but I don't want to drink them.
So look, Steph, Jeffy orders two of them. He orders two of them. Like, so I'm sitting there with him. We're buying, I mean, most beautiful vegetables you've ever seen. It's so great out there, and I'm so, like, in the mode. I'm like, oh, I love a mushroom tea. That sounds awesome. He orders two of them. He pays $112.50 for them.
Oh.
No.
And then he hands them to me. And I take a sip, and I know that my tea cost him $74.80. I take a sip, and I feel like I squeeze his sock into my mouth. But I know the tea costs $196. So I'm smiling.
So you really wanted,
like,
to appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm like, ah, oh, this is fantastic, dude.
Where can I spit it out? Thank you very much.
Dude.
I love you, buddy.
Daddy.
Come on.
Yeah, I got to be honest. That does not taste good to me.
Chaga mushrooms kind of have like a maple-y, unami sort of flavor.
Oh, okay.
So
and
it's like
toilet water.
When you drink that with the water, the hemp milk, the little bit of cinnamon and some honey, you know, if you're into that sort of flavor profile, which Plum apparently is not.
Well, let me just ask, clearly. Like, you keep saying hemp milk. Does the hemp have a teat? I've never seen
a hemp
teat.
It's the same way you milk a cat. It's
makes sense. Makes sense. All right, look, we're just getting weird now. Steph, you're awesome. Here's what I think is just so fun. You could just hang out and just you're so easy to talk about this. We do a lot of roundtables on this show. I think having you on in the future as a part of a roundtable with a bunch of chefs might be a lot of fun.
Happy to chat with anyone.
You're awesome. We appreciate your time this evening. Jeff, tell where they can find more about CT Bites before we get her on out of here.
We can check her out at www.ctbites.com or at ctbites on Instagram.
There you go.
Steph, thank you.
We appreciate your time. I'm going to text you once we end the program here.
About this mystery book? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
No, seriously, thank you for having me. This was super fun, even at 10 p.m.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We thank you for your time. And you're doing a great job for a lot of chefs that deserve attention, and I appreciate that.
All right. We'll keep doing it.
You're the best. All right, all Steph, right. Have a great night.
Thanks, guys. All right, take care.
We'll great to meet you.
Bye.
There she goes. How cool is she?
Awesome.
She's dope,
really,
right?
Awesome. And all the stuff she's doing is really cool. I mean, while you guys were talking, I was kind of like creeping on Instagram. I was like, wow, they just do like a lot. They cover so many different facets of food in Connecticut. It's really cool.
Yeah, and they're doing a lot of stuff right now, which makes me excited, and she does a great job. You can hear the passion for food inside of her just when she talks. So for me, you know, it's exciting to have someone doing that who actually appreciates the food. So she's doing a great job, and big shout out to her. Make sure you check out ctbites.com. Jeff, great show tonight, man.
Fun times, bro. Always.
I really enjoyed it. It was great, and I know we got off to a little bit of a late start, but it was still a fantastic show. And it's I love doing shows like this where we have something different on the. Oh, what the?
What?
What the? Who saw this coming? What the hell? Is Dave here? Dave?
Yo.
Oh, come on, Dave. The show's over.
No, it's not. It's just beginning, baby.
Look, with the show's over. We had Steph from CT Bites on, but you're always showing up late. What's the late thing now?
I mean, bills and work, but I thought I was on time. What is this?
Dave, you're an hour late.
I'm not an hour late.
Jeffy had to pick up the slack for you.
I held it down for you, brother. I'm sorry that you missed it again. I sent you the email, but apparently you can't read. I don't know what's going on.
Fucking management team, dude. Our management team, they don't do well with each other, I guess.
These two teams, they're not communicating. They're dropping the ball. It's not on my side. You can say that right now.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I mean, you're here now. How's your night?
It was great. It was a 12-hour day. Still don't like Valentine's Day, but
why not? You're not getting the V or the D? What's going on?
Oh my god!
I mean,
Jeff, that's really funny. I just got it.
That's still up in the air, but
jury's out.
I just think of it as like it's 2 days before my birthday, and when I'm with somebody, I'm broke on my birthday, so I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah,
smart. You're not broke now.
No, I'm not. Nope. Well, not with anybody either.
Are you doing all right? You're making it happen. I see you on there creeping on them on them Instagrams and stuff.
You call me an Instagram thot?
No, I just see you kind of doing your thing.
Thot?
Yeah, what was that?
What's up? Instagram thot? Can I find out? Can I have one?
Jeff, have you ever seen what's that website? Ashley Madison. You ever use that one?
No. What is that?
Oh, it's a website for married people looking to have an affair. Dave, have you ever used that website?
No.
I'm happily married, man.
I know you are. I just, you know, sometimes, you know, whatever. Dave, I mean, you never checked it out.
Nah, when I was married, I was pretty happy, so I didn't have a reason.
Bringing that thunder, bro.
Bringing that
storm.
Yeah, shoot the sound guy. What is he?
Bringing that thunder. All right, yeah. Dave.
Yo.
Dave,
you're
late.
Can you play the... We should play another word from our sponsor. I mean, they paid us a lot to play that commercial. I just feel like we should let it air at least one more time.
Are you serious?
Well, now that Dave's on, I just feel like, I mean, we got to support these guys. I mean, they're giving us money to keep the podcast alive, so.
I didn't even hear what product it is. Are we doing, all right, listen, well, I'll play it again, but then we're going to come back and wrap the show up, all right?
Sounds good.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, here's a word from our new sponsor. We'll be right back. You're checking out Plum Loaf Foods Live. Stay right there.
Wait, Mom. Hi, I'm Jocko Golden. Chef, celebrity janitor, and creator of the Weight Mop.
Weight Mop.
What is a weight mop? Well, a weight mop is your standard mop.
Weight Mop.
Reimagined and revolutionarily designed by yours truly to keep your house clean and your body mean.
Weight Mop.
With our patented sliding three-plate system, coming in three sizes, 4, 8, and 147, they're stackable and interchangeable, so you can get that workout in regardless of your fitness level.
Weight Mop.
It's simple to use. Just lock in the plate and mop yourself back to sexy.
Chef Hans here. So tired of curly man in your dish pit? By Weight Mop. And voila! Now you have strong curly man.
Weight Mop.
Hey, how you doing? Jimmy Capello here. My wife was complaining she never got time for the gym. I saw the Weight Mop, I thought two birds with one stone, right? Hey, and now she looks out of this world.
Weight Mop.
Yeah, my husband got this really heavy mop. What's a celebrity janitor?
Weight Mop.
Weight Mop.
Cause you got a weak shoulder.
Weight Mop.
Cause you need to feel bolder.
Weight Mop.
Jocko's creation.
Weight Mop.
Mop across the nation.
Weight Mop.
We're against segregation.
Weight Mop.
Call now. 1-800-WAIT-MOP. That's 1-800-WAITMOP.
A Sizzle Plate product.
Welcome back to Plum Love Foods Live, of course. Shout out to the Sizzle Plate for giving us some of their brand new products to advertise on the show.
Hell yeah, I found something to replace my shake weight.
I don't even know. All right, well, good times. Davey, you're late to the program. We got to figure this out.
We'll just expect me to be late then. How about that?
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
Tell me to be there at like 8 p.m. and I'll show up at like 10:15.
Okay, sounds good. I like that. Well, you missed a great show tonight. I highly recommend you go back in and check it out. It's a great show talking about local food, blogging, and more.
Definitely will.
Jeffy, great job tonight, brother.
Yeah, buddy.
Always a good time. How great was Stephanie, huh?
She's amazing, really. And I just love the whole story, just like start to finish. Just how it started, her apprehension about the state, and how she fell in love with it. And now she's like biggest supporter and, you know, bringing love to the state, which is it's really cool. I love hearing that kind of stuff.
And it's growing, which is even better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so big shout out. Make sure you check out ctbites.com and, of course, Miami Bites, NOLA Bites coming, DC Bites, all over the place. Make sure you check them out. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to our guest tonight, Stephanie from CT Bites. Big shout out to our friend, Jeffy, sitting in the night, a.k.a. the Forking Chef. Make sure you check out Sizzle Platters. They got great products. And, ladies and gentlemen, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink.
Because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.